Ay, ay,
ay. Hey, I see them when I know, when I know. Is it a box or a bag?
I can only make out like maybe five words in that entire song.
I think like two. I know, and I know. I
and
see
I
them.
Know, and I know, I see them.
I see them. Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's
that,
pretty much it.
Yeah, that we make fun of that song a lot.
It's funny.
It is funny. It's Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. And we all know Eddie Vedder, you know, doesn't like know how to say words.
And no, this, he doesn't.
No, he really doesn't. And this song is a wonderful example of that. And, you know, it's just, we've just been making fun of it a lot lately. So, there you go. You got our rendition. I'll see you, Dave.
Well, I know.
There's just some serious lines in that song where you just, like, what is he saying? Anyways, you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the first show of the fall semester. They're going to start changing the schedule soon, but I'm hoping to keep this slot. I do like Tuesdays at 10.
It's a good time.
It's a good time. Yeah, it is a good time. But, you know, we'll take what we can get, but hopefully, praying to the WMFO gods that we get the same spot. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure hope we do.
Yeah. If y'all are just tuning in for the first time, I'm Kayla and this is Danny.
Hi.
We've been here all summer, and I had this show last two semesters, and you started coming on the show in the spring occasionally.
Yeah, so it's been a while at this point.
Yeah, it's been some, like, almost, like, gotta be 4 months at least, so.
At least, yeah.
We've been pretty regular, you know? Well, this week was exciting in the music world, because Tool came out with an album after 13 years.
And I haven't shut up about it ever since.
Yeah, you really haven't. But you know what? I understand. It's pretty exciting.
I'm very excited. And tomorrow the pre-sale starts. Pre-sale goes live for, they're coming to Boston in November. And those tickets are probably going to be, number one, really hard to get. And number two, probably pretty expensive. But your boy's going to try to get some tickets. So I can take Kayla here.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was funny because you were listening to in the car, and I'm like, there's no way this guy's like playing all these drums at the same time. Like, that's got to be layered. The tracks have got to be layered, but no, it's him.
Yeah,
it's all him. And you know, Tool's not for everyone, but you were saying like last week or something that Tool is kind of like the Pink Floyd of now, in terms that it's artsy.
Yeah, I don't mean in the sense that they sound like Pink Floyd. Just
no, not at all.
In the sense that there's...
Their songs are really long.
Yeah, and there's an aura about them. Like, their fans just spend, like, so much time theorizing. And I know because
I used to do that.
I used to, like, be on forums breaking down the lyrics and, like, talking about what we think they mean and stuff. And, yeah, they have really long songs, and they're cryptic and...
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So,
like Pink Floyd, you're like, what does this mean?
In that sense, I think they're similar to Pink Floyd. And
yeah,
the closest
in that
thing
sense.
We have to a modern day Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that was a cool like thing you said, so I wanted to share
Thank
it on
you.
The radio.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
Know?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I think you'll like their show because they do a lot of interesting visual stuff during the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, lots of cool
lights and stuff.
And
you know, I gotta say, I keep saying this. That when I saw Death Cab for Cutie, like, I liked their music. They're, like, good, but I've never, like, been totally into them. But, like, their lights were so cool. And I was like, who knew lights would make this concert so good?
Well, yeah, I mean, just look at what it does for, like, theater.
Yeah, you're so right.
You know?
I know, but, like, you know, bands don't typically do as, like, a lot of, you know, they'll do the pyrotechnics, they'll do the screens with the graphics. But, like, this, just the lighting design was, like, really like professional stuff they were doing, like the colors, the patterns. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, all those things make up the performance.
Yeah, and I liked it better than when they have those big screens or those things that drop the banners or whatever.
I saw
it was tasteful.
I saw a band once, a band I really like, and they didn't have an opener, and instead they showed like this film, and it ended up being just like a bunch of clips from different films kind of spliced together, but they all thematically had some sort of connection. Like it's like a space rock band, so obviously they showed like clips of 2001 A Space Odyssey and mm-hmm. Solaris, like Tarkovsky, and I don't know, it was just like interesting. I've never seen that before. Like
that
they just
really
showed
cool.
like a 20-minute film and then didn't say anything, and then they just came out and played their set.
That's pretty cool. I dig
think it's
that
cool too, right?
I dig that. People
never
should do that.
Like that sense.
If you have a band, do that.
I like going to shows where it's just curated in a very unique way. I know that there are a couple of bands that do that, where you go see their live performance and you're going to get something different than just them performing their songs. You're going to get like a kind of a unique experience.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what makes you stand out. There's so many bands out there. Doing something like that would be really cool and make people want to see your show, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe we should play something off Tool's new record. I mean, it will take up a good amount of time, but, you know, it's fine. Like,
it's fine.
How many times can we say we can play a new Tool song?
Oh, so our friend Mark is listening. He likes to listen often. If you hear my phone going off, I'm sorry. I forgot to turn it off.
It's cool.
It's on silent now. But he shared that Morrissey also shows film clips, and I did not know that.
Wow.
Makes me want to see him even more.
Does he still do stuff?
Yeah, he still does stuff. His best days are behind him, but like I would still go see him.
Yeah, why not?
You know? I mean, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
In terms of age, but I would still totally go see him, and I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder what kind of film clips, like what is he into?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe Mark knows.
I'm sure he does. He's seen him probably a handful of times.
Probably. It makes sense, you know.
Maybe in the future he'll show a film clip of How Soon Is Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd
Wouldn't
be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, who knows? Anything.
Yeah. Speaking of which, that reminds me, if any tough students are listening and they happen to be taking Art of the Moving Image, I had to read a nearly 50-page chapter on film and all of the things that go into it, like what kind of crew positions they have and like large-scale productions and like how distribution works and all this stuff. And it was actually very interesting, but I think 50 pages to read before the first class even starts was a little like, really? You're doing this to me? This is supposed to be a class where you watch movies.
It's a little odd, but like I would,
you know,
almost,
it was interesting. It was interesting, but it took me a long time because it's textbook. It's not like a book where it's written in a way that's going to make you want to read it.
I understand.
This is a note.
Any pictures?
Oh, there was plenty of pictures.
Okay, good.
I like that. They mentioned, as I told you, they mentioned when they were talking about independent films, they mentioned Clerks.
I mean, I think that's a very important independent film.
Yes, I know. That's why you had me watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to love it when I was younger, and I don't think it holds up as well as it did back when I was, like, 14 when I first watched
it. No, I don't think so. I think so, watching it now, it's like, wow.
Yeah, but it's
coming
a very
of age. But,
important independent
But I
film.
Think it's probably one of the ones that started that
well,
trend.
It's like the epitome of good luck. Like, a guy mm-hmm. who literally sold his comic book collection, made a movie in the place that he worked at in black and white for like $20,000, and then it sold at Sundance for millions. It's literally like the you know, like no one's gonna have that good of luck. Like that is one.
It's
in a
like
million.
That, like that movie that. Isn't Thunder Road a movie where, like, it was an indie movie and then it blew up and then Bruce Springsteen, like, or his lawyers were like, because they played his song in the movie, and they were like, well, you got to pay us all this money for your royalties now because you had his song in your movie. And then they just, like, asked Bruce Springsteen to, like, can you just, like, give us a break? And I think he did.
Well, that's cool. I would hope that he would.
Yeah, I forgot. I think the movie's called Thunder Road or something. It was an indie movie that blew up.
How long ago?
I don't remember. I just remember talking about it last year with people.
I don't think I've seen it, actually.
I haven't seen it either, but people have, though. Like, we were talking about it in my documentary
There's
class.
That new Springsteen movie's out right now.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guided by the Light? I think it's
Blinded.
Blinded by the Light, yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So, good things.
Cool. All right, so what Tool song do you want to play?
Numa. That's
Numa?
My favorite song off the album. It's
N-U-M-A?
So good. P-N-E-U-M-A, Silent P.
Why? Oh, there it is.
I think it's a great
What's
track.
The name of their new record again?
Fear Inoculum.
Fear Inoculum.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That was also one on the podcast you were listening to with the guitarist.
Yeah, it was
and Adam they were Jones saying one of their songs is in 7.
Yeah.
Who writes a song in 7?
These guys.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was Adam Jones on Chris Jericho's podcast, Talk is Jericho. It was a great listen. Great podcast.
Yeah, caught the end of it when you were listening to it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, this is Numa, off of Tool's new record. Hope you guys like it. Thank you.
of Alice, tender young Alice, they say, come over and see me, come over and please me, Alice, it's my turn today. All the young girls of Alice, tender young Alice, they say, if I give you my number, will you promise to call me? Wait till my husband's away. Poor little darling, with a cheer by her heart, it's like
y'all, we are back. It's been a good while.
Yeah, I mean, we played a Tool song, so we may as well have spoken like half an hour ago.
Yeah, true. Then that last one was a song called All the Girls of Alice off of Yellow Brick Road. Elton John, that was for my dad, but you know, everyone loves Elton John, so I know I do.
I do too.
Madman Across the Water is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, I know.
That actual song, Mad Men Across the Water, is also very good.
Remember that time that we hung out and we listened to that album start to finish?
Yeah, I know, because I was like, yo, you need to listen to this. It's good.
I think that was the first time I listened to an Elton John album start to finish. I mean, I've certainly...
Whoa, really?
Songs. Yeah, I've never...
It's worth it. One of those artists that, it's
like,
worth it.
I've never sat down and just start to finish listen to an album, even though I've heard...
Like a ton.
20 of his hits or whatever.
Yeah, because he had like 1,000.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play Mad Men Across the Water now because it's just a good song. Well, it's in my head.
You can play it whenever you want.
You are right, Daniel. This is Freeform Radio.
Exactly.
And you know what? Speaking of Freeform Radio, we should do a PSA. So let's find one of those real quick.
Let's do it.
I don't know where... Oh, there it is. I didn't know where the book was.
I think this and I was new, oh, they got some new PSAs.
They got
in
some
here.
New PSAs. I mean, I think there's okay, always new PSAs on the automated PSAs, which we don't usually like to do. We like to read them out loud, you know, keep it old school.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, I'll read one of the new ones here. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org.
Cool.
Yeah, I figured why not, you know, because, like, you guys are all going back.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Today, the first day of classes, and I'm already kind of over it. I think it's because of the homework that I had before the class started. I think that's what did it for me.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Well, you know, I shouldn't talk because I am working on going back to school, although I'm doing online, so it's not the same. But, like, I saw, you know, the Squidward meme, the one where, what was it? It was the Dreams episode where he was like, good night, SpongeBob, and his eyes, like... You know what I mean?
Open,
like sunlight. Yeah. Well, there's the meme of that, and then they reverse it, where his eyes are wide open, but then they close, like he goes back to sleep. It was like remembering that everyone's going back to school, and his eyes are open, and then it's like, and then remembering that you're not in school anymore, and his eyes close, like he goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. And the opposite is you.
Yeah, true, too.
Only briefly, though, because I have to look into when my classes start.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
It's never too late to go back to school, ladies
and
gentlemen.
It's not. Going to school is good. Getting educated. You know?
Exactly.
It's good to learn things. It's good to widen your horizons.
Yeah, gotta broaden those horizons.
I'm searching for them. I have French tomorrow morning, and that's gonna be something.
Yeah, learning another language is not easy.
Yeah, it's just, I haven't spoken French in a bit.
It's
and now
rewarding,
I'm in the advanced level, so that means they're going to expect me to talk a lot and know things. And I'm like, je ne sais pas.
That's going to be me.
I have to
take a math class.
I have to take math too.
Yeah, but I haven't taken math in a long time.
I mean, I never took calculus in high school.
I mean, neither did I. But, like, I'm talking, like, almost a decade of not doing math. To suddenly going
add.
Back to math. I'm going to be, like, lagging behind for a little bit.
It's okay. If it's just simple algebra, you'll be fine.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what
I'm
going to
like, 4x plus 5 equals, like, something, and then you find x. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, but even that just hurt my brain.
Yeah, but it'll come back. Like, because that's easy. But the stuff that you didn't work good at, yeah, it might be a challenge. Although, you know, maybe you won't have to take legitimate math. I'm not sure. Because I know here, if you're not a math person, you can kind of take fluffy math. It's not really math. Like, you know, logic isn't really math, but it's, like... like the type of thinking that they're looking for you to do, thought process and stuff. I was good at geometry because it wasn't math. It was just like proofs.
I was so not good at geometry.
Okay. Well,
but
you
like,
know what?
I don't know. Like, I was at a school that I hated and I just wasn't into it at the time. And then I did better at trig than I did at geometry. I didn't necessarily like it better, but I did better at it.
Well, trig isn't like simple trig isn't that bad because it's just like plugging into formulas.
Yeah, but like. Aside from those buttons existing on a calculator, like, learning sine and cosine has done nothing for me.
No, it's only going to do something for you if you're an engineer. Like, they use that stuff for an architecture.
Sure.
But, like, if you don't do that, there's no reason why you need to know the trajectory of a triangle.
Yeah.
If you're like, but if you're like building something, you know, that's the only thing.
One thing I'll say about Trig is that I like the word parabola.
That's cool. It's pretty
cool. I think it's a cool word.
It is a cool word.
It's also the name of the Tool song.
That's what I was asking you.
Oh, that's what you were referring to. Yeah,
I was like, there's another Tool song that's like
parabola.
Starts with a P and it's like, yeah.
That's it.
That's the one I was thinking of, but that I knew that I was trying to ask you what it was called.
Hey, real quick, this is off topic, but I just want to share this while we are on the air. I want to tell you all how good of a person Kayla is, because, so check this out.
Are you talking about Scrabble last night?
So Kayla and I have played only a couple board games together for a while. It was Monopoly, and I've destroyed her every time.
I don't know why, because you know what the thing is I always get free parking, which is miraculous.
You but always land on
I
free
build
parking.
Up my properties, and like I could kill you, but you never land on them, and I always land on your properties.
I always win.
And
it's been like three or four times.
I just always ends up being the same way. I get free parking, but then you take all. You always get the railroads and the utilities, and then every time I build up my properties, I end up giving them all to you because I need to pay the stuff that you get, and like, it's a sad cycle.
Half of the game, I'm like broke and you're destroying me, but then I just
all of a sudden he just wins.
It's crazy.
Anyways, every single time it's happened that way.
We need to play another game because I want Kayla to beat me at a board game eventually.
And I almost did.
And we were talking about Scrabble, and I'm like, why not? Let's buy Scrabble. So we bought it, and we're playing Scrabble like the other day. And we're down to our final letters, and I have like I think the last turn, and I had an L, and we were looking for a place for it. She was like, "Oh, I think hilt is a word, H-I-L-T. Why don't you put it over here?" And so I did, and that gave me like 30 something points, and that made me beat you.
Yeah, I know. I'm
so
like,
you literally like you would have beaten me. If
well,
because
I forgot that underneath those tiles were like tripled word value and stuff like that, and I was like, why did I do that?
But like, I just want to tell everyone that.
See what I this
you,
is what I do
you have
for
been
you.
Dying to beat me at a board game, and you still helped me beat you. Like you were such
I did.
A sweetheart.
I am.
You are.
Thank you. See, I gave you that game because guess what? Those 30 points did make you beat me.
It did, yeah.
Because if you didn't get those 30 points, I would have won.
I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Yeah, because you totally would not have done that unless I said it.
No, I did not know that hilt was a word.
Yeah, it's like with a sword or something.
Yeah, it's like a part of a sword.
Yeah, you know?
Like the handle or
something like
or
that.
Near
yeah,
the
I
handle.
Don't know. It's not medieval times. I don't need a sword. Although I'm a woman, they wouldn't let the women folk use swords.
Unfortunately, probably true, yeah.
Yeah. You know, apparently they're heavy, you know?
Yeah, you know? Like, people ask me, like, why don't you lift weights? I'm like, you know how heavy those things are? You know?
Oh, my dad's making fun of me because we were talking about math, and I'm really bad at adding. I just can't do simple math. And one time, I was counting money, and I was like, okay, 60, 80, and then I said 200 instead of 100, because I thought I already was in the hundreds.
Did you just go along with it?
Like, I did it, and then my dad was like, what do you say? You do not have to. It was just funny, because I couldn't count.
Yeah, math is hard.
It is hard. My brain doesn't think that way. I can write papers, like, no tomorrow, but numbers, sign me not up.
I'm with you. Like, I can't do math, but I can tell you pretty much any movie. I'll tell you what year it came out. Like, silly things like that.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah. It's just not what we're akin to, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's life.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. I guess we'll play some more music.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of time here.
For a couple songs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the next song I have on our playlist is one by this band called Young the Giant. And
yeah, you're a fan of theirs.
No, I do like their music. I've played their music on this radio show before. I played Something to Believe In a lot, which is kind of just like, it's a good like indie pop song. And they have acoustic version of that song, which is also good. But what I keep forgetting, that's a later song, but their first like self-titled album is very good, and I always forget that it's just solid and I like it a lot. And I was listening to it the other day and I'm like, this needs to be on the radio.
Good thing we have a radio show.
Yeah, pretty convenient, right? Yeah, so here it is, the song My Body. Yep. I'll be right out. All right, no problem. Bye.
Miss you on my lips. It's me, a little Venice bitch. baby crimson and clover.
We talked about the new Tool album, but actually Lana Del Rey came out with an album. I didn't know she was. I knew she had singles out, but I didn't like know when she was coming out with it. But that's off her new record. That was a single. I started listening to it, have not finished it, but like it so far. It's good.
You know,
it's
that
good.
Was about as long as a Tool song.
Yeah, I know. I forgot that it was that long.
9 minutes. Like 9 and a half minutes.
But
actually.
I like the woo. sounds.
Yeah, that was a really cool song.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, there's some other ones on there that I've listened to, but I didn't like know it well enough yet to like make my pick. So maybe next week I'll play a different song off this album. Maybe not the single. That's something I like that maybe is also pretty cool. But thank you for listening to Black Stripes or White Keys today. This is Kayla. And that's Danny.
That's right.
That's right. And we're going to play you out with a song that my mom requested, and it is by Lord Huron. This is their biggest hit, I think. It's called The Night We Met. So thank you all for listening to 91.5 WMFL, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, have a good night. Oops, sorry, I wasn't ready there. I got flustered. Also, I do apologize. I was made aware that the phone was on air and it wasn't supposed to be, but I did almost everything right.
Almost.
You got to release the buttons at the same time, and I did one before the other, and I think that's what messed it up. But you know what? All's well, ends well. People understand that you make mistakes.
Nobody's perfect. Even Black Stripes or White Keys.
No. You know what? We pride on our imperfections. All right. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Not to ride.